Is there a little bit of disappointment?
Well, welcome to San Antonio.
Thank you very much.
First time in San Antonio?
It is.
In Texas?
Well, I've been in Texas before, but no, first time.
So you've only been here 24 hours. Talk a little bit about what you've seen so far, what might need to be improved upon a little bit.
Well, obviously we talked about the power play right away. We just got to simplify that a lot more. So that's obviously a focus. That's one thing. I think we need to compete harder on a consistent basis. That's another thing that we discussed. And other than that, we don't want to get away from our aggressive style. We just need to play extremely aggressive but very intelligent. We just simplify things right now. I think with the fact that we've gotten off to a slow start, the team's lost a little confidence. So my job this weekend is to get that confidence back and get on track.
Not foreseen any kind of significant changes?
No.
Pete was playing a real up-tempo style.
Oh, yeah, we're playing the same.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to play the same systems as Pete was playing down here. Because it's not fair to the guys who get called up. You know, if I'm playing one system, Pete's playing another. So my job is to help develop these guys, and then one of those things is to play the system so they understand it.
How's it feel to be coaching back in the States? I know you were in Russia last year.
Yeah, you know, my experience in Russia was great. I really enjoyed it, but it is good to be back home and working with the guys over here.
You'll enjoy the weather in South Texas.
Well, I know. I live in Charleston, South Carolina, so it was nice going from warm weather to warm weather.
What's the mood in the locker room like?
Great. I mean, that's what really impressed me was the atmosphere that has been developed here, the energy that the players bring, which I think is great because it's contagious. It's good for the coaches to be around, you know, it keeps us fresh. But the attitude's been remarkably well given the fact that I know they're frustrated, but they've all stayed real positive.
Pete always preached accountability. That was one of his favorite words, and it's a good thing to have. Are you the same way as far as you're not afraid to sit a guy, regardless of his draft status or
if he's not performing,
he'll sit?
I had Keith Acoin when he was the leading scorer and he wasn't playing well and I scratched him when I was in Albany. So no, the message to the guys is you need to show up and compete. And if guys aren't doing that, you know, they will come out of the lineup, regardless of how many years they've played or where they've been drafted. And Mike and I have talked about that quite a bit, so he's on the same page. It's the only way you're going to win.
Anything else?
Okay. Big